I'm looking at the Millennium Bridge in Newcastle, and across the river, I guess it's the Tyne, is the Malmaison, which is the hotel I'm staying in. But right now, I'm in a drinking establishment.
The Baltic.
And the gentleman you can hear correcting me while I was stalling to remember what this place was called is...
Ralph Herbrig from Fuse Labs, Future Social Experiences Labs, so part of Microsoft.
Future Social Experiences Labs. Don't be put off by the last bit he said. He said Microsoft. You know that I love tech from all over the place. This guy has really, really opened my eyes to some really interesting tech, some really interesting bits and bobs. And so I just thought, you just need to do more blogging. You need to be out there, because what you're doing is putting a really human, interesting, social kind of face and aspect on a lot of what Microsoft is doing. Microsoft is not just Windows.
Absolutely not. We're not just an operating system. I mean, apart from Office, which everyone knows, we're doing very cool stuff in Xbox, Project Natal. We're doing a super cool search engine, Bing, you probably heard about. And actually, as boring as it may, geeky as it may sound, but in the server tools business, we have these developer tools. And one of the things that I'm, as a geek, absolutely amazed about is functional programming, stuff that we do at Microsoft that I think is ahead of its time. So it's not just operating system, absolutely not. And of course, everyone knows Natal, but there's much cooler stuff as well.
What were you talking about today?
Today I was talking about one of the projects we're doing at Fuse Labs, which looks at consuming information from the real-time web, more specifically Twitter. When you look at the stats, you actually see that the majority of people on Twitter would like to read the information rather than author the information. There is a ton of information. There's 60 million pieces a day out, 100 tweets a second. No one can read that anymore. So I was talking about one of the betas, one of the alpha releases we've done, one of the demos in the last 10 weeks, where we learn your preference patterns. You can tune with content you want to see simply by saying, I like or I dislike this tweet. It automatically learns the system to filter down the fire hose for you without needing to follow anyone.
This is like a smart list.
Absolutely. It's like a Pandora, if you wish. Pandora for Twitter. So you specify your preferences by the songs you like, of course, the tweets you like. And the other thing we've showed, talked about today, is that might actually change how web search is done. Because what's really interesting is Twitter opens human intelligence up to the world. People read the pages, and because Twitter is public, people's opinion and retweets about web links are actually very meaningful. They're part of their digital identity. So if you take that into account and simply take the number of people who support a web page as a relevance vote, you find that you can much more easily address the relevance problem of web search than with all these algorithmic approaches so far that Google and Yahoo and others are using.
Now, you've been working with Microsoft for 10 years?
10 years, yeah. I started right after my PhD as a postdoc in the Microsoft Research Cambridge facility. But what's kind of interesting, it's kind of boring. I started my talk saying today that I have a PhD in theoretical statistics, which is true. But one of the things that I always...
Theoretical statistics.
That's right, theoretical statistics. One of the things that always...
They don't even exist.
That's right. But one of the things that always fascinated me is putting that to use. And I have to say, I have to give a great cheer to my former managers who believe my spin that I love to put the machine learning and statistics methods to good use. And so to use it to Microsoft. So I've been working with the Xbox unit on the ranking system. So some of you guys that play Xbox Live might have heard about TrueSkill. That's something I've done in the past. Bing's system for targeting the ads, something that is not so visible, but if you actually pay notice, you will see that ads are very adaptive. They are very targeted. And those of you who've played racing games in 94, might have 2004 might remember one of the games that we did, which is Forza Motorsport 1. In Forza Motorsport, you had this mode Drivatar, where you could train a student car driver, and it would actually start to copy you. So that was all the stuff where theoretical statistics can be put to cool use. And now I'm working for an innovation lab in under Ray Ozzie and Lily Cheng. And now we actually, as Herb was asking today, now we can spend 100% of time of just churning ideas out, proving and disproving them. So today we are showing one of them. Hopefully we can prove it. If not, at least we quickly evaluate the idea and the feasibility.
I've been speaking to you for nearly 5 minutes about Microsoft stuff and you haven't said Windows once. This is why I like you. You are doing some really cool stuff. And today I was seriously inspired and I had to sit there and go, okay, here's another thinker on the stage who's filling my head with stuff I'm going to have to now pay attention to. So, no, great stuff. And it was it's really good to meet you. And I think Thinking Digital has just done an amazing thing by creating some weird and wonderful feeling of community and family around speakers and participants. And it's strange. There are no barriers here. It's not the stage and the people. It's not the speakers and the listeners. There are conversations going on all the time. And I've totally and utterly reveled in this.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. I was absolutely marveled by the quality of it, the broadness of the talks. The speakers were just, like, we just met Tom from Autodesk, and we had Russ talking about behavior economics. I mean, I felt like I'm actually a TED. It's so cool.
Yeah. Excellent. It's awesome. We're standing now in a blustery,
actually,
very gusty, gale-y wind, and it's going to start raining now. So, if you could hear any of this, I hope it made some sense, because the passion and the experience and the knowledge and the information has blown me away. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
That wasn't just you. Passion and experience and knowledge of everybody.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.